on it to your pizza. You smooth, eat me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
Hello, world. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries, Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good morning, by man Deesa with Toby Mack opens the show.
This is in memory of my dad, the late Albert Clark. Before he would end the service, he would sing this song.
For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. For you, I am praying. I'm praying for you.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents prayers of healing, deliverance, and renunciation. Father, in the name of Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we're healed. Lord, we thank you because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destructions. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. You have forgiven all of our iniquities and you've healed all of our diseases. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you are a deliverer. We bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and we lose complete healing. We thank you for miracles of healing. Divine health belongs to us. Forgive us, Lord, if we have not been good stewards of our temples. From this hour forward, we will watch what we eat, the portions we eat. We declare that we will stay fit and get fit for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every generational disease and affliction that has beset me or my family. We release healing of generational curses. In the name of Jesus, we renounce all generational diseases and curses. Let the blood of Jesus heal us right now. Lord Jesus, regulate every organ. For those who listen to this who are afflicted with cancer, I command cancer to dry up now. Every tumor be dried up and every ill effect of cancer be reversed in the name of Jesus. The spread of cancer is rebuked in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus heal every type of cancer. I loose wellness and wholeness for the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I come against doubt and negative thoughts, and we loose God-pleasing faith and a positive outlook. I release wisdom for the people of God. Lord, I praise you today, and we thank you for your healing power. Send your angels of healing to hospices and hospital rooms, surgery labs. Heal this disease at the root. In Jesus' name, I speak to asthma and conditions related to asthma. Be healed from that condition. No more fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Lord, we thank you for your healing. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out all spirits of mental disorders. We come against and cast out spirits of rejection, insecurity, inferiority, guilt, unworthiness, and low self-esteem. and we loose healing for every area, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding, and the ability to think clearly, and we release and loose mental stability. Lord Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal those who have suffered wounds of the soul and of the emotions. Heal the broken heart. Mend the wounds. Accelerate healing of these hurts. Replace the hurt with joy and peace. In Jesus' name, I bind and cast out accusation, guilt, bitterness, and condemnation. And we release the love, joy, and oil of gladness. Lord Jesus, we thank you for you have bound up and healed the wounds of your people. We thank you, God, for the release from these mental and emotional prisons that we were in. From this day forward, we're standing fast in this freedom. Now, Lord, you've delivered us, but we still need to renounce some things in our life. So in the name of Jesus, we renounce addictions of every kind, and we decree and declare freedom and total deliverance. Change the taste and the desires of your people that struggle with habits and weights. In the name of Jesus, we renounce and turn away from all soul and organizational ties that had us bound. We renounce the pledges we made to other gods. Lord Jesus, deliver the minds and the wills of your people. God, help your people stand fast in their freedom from this day forward. Lord, we thank you for your total healing and total deliverance. And God, we commit that we will present ourselves as living sacrifices to you, holy and acceptable unto you. God, our members will be instruments of righteousness. God, we thank you for complete healing on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayers of healing, deliverance, and renunciation. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
The word of the Lord on this morning. You'll be reading three different scriptures. Matthew 28:16-20, King James Version. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Our next scripture, Mark 16. Starting at verse 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Our final scripture, Matthew 9:35-37, King James Version. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word on this morning.
In Christ there is no east or west.
The Creative Flow, Steve Asphalt, Creative Graphic Designer. The phone number, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, New York, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my graphic designing as well as a few of my guests, and they have done a terrific job. If you follow me on any of the social networking sites, you see a great job that Mr. Steve Aswell has done. So contact him at 917-294-0771. Community Church of God in Christ of Auburn, New York is back on the airwaves every Sunday morning at 8:45 a.m. on 1520 WTHE in the greater New York area. Tune in each week to hear an inspiring word and uplifting prayer by the pastor, Dr. Sylvia A. Green. If you are an artist and you want your work spotlighted during the broadcast, contact Dr. Green at communitykojicinc@gmail.com. Again, contact Dr. Green at communitykojicinc@gmail.com. We heard from Twinkie Clark singing for you, I Am Praying, The Martins, and Christ There Is No East or West. We're getting ready to go to our interview segment of the show. We will first hear 90 seconds of inspiration. Then we will have a short selection by Judy Jacobs singing Jesus. And then Ms. LaQuisha Ewing of Biz Boom Apps is the top five interview. You will certainly enjoy it. We'll hear from her. We'll have a commercial break. And then we'll bring our Voices of the Nation segment, beginning with Dr. Alice Collins, a dynamic interview. Another short song by a wonderful group out of Cincinnati, Speak Life, called I Will Speak Life. And you'll hear from Prophet Moses D'Souza from Kenya. He's telling us about shifting, and we'll hear again from my weekly contributor, Prophet Faithman Agboweda from Nigeria. He's been teaching us rich teaching on New Season. So in that order, I want you to be blessed by the program. We're going to 90 seconds of inspiration.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 seconds of inspirational moments. Two moments, if you love me, and the eyes have it. If you love me. If you love me, why do you reject my advances? I wait patiently for you to demonstrate my love. Sometimes you are so busy with life, you miss my advances. I get excited when it is time for my people to gather on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. But sometimes you don't come or come very late. I send the answers, the help, through my word or through my servants. I sometimes dispatch my messengers with the answers, but you are not there. I love you so much. I sent my son to die for your sins. Why do you reject my advances? The eyes have it. The eyes have it. God is watching what you watch, what you say, and what you do. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his going. Proverbs 5:21. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:3. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. 90 seconds of inspirational moments. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
Church, come on, sing.
We hold Jesus.
are so delighted to have with us this morning, top of the morning radio show, a young lady, a young businesswoman, an entrepreneur. I am pumped up. I'm excited that she's on the show with me on today. So I'm going to bring her on the line. Her name is LaQuisha Tibbs Ewing, and I'll just let her talk, but she knows quite a bit about the mobile app industry, but I'll let her share what's going on. I'm going to bring her on the line right now.
Good morning.
I'm good. I was very excited about this interview. So first, tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself.
So I'm LaQuisha Ewing, a native Memphian. I reside now in Chattanooga, Tennessee. 34 years old. I'm a former educator administrator. I've done a lot of public advocacy work, nonprofit work, but most recently I'm an entrepreneur in the tech field, in the area of mobile application development and procurement for small businesses.
Yes, so, we know. So to listen, audience, she's very, very precious and special to me because her company is working on my mobile app. But, you know, what I want you to do, I want you to first talk about kind of how you got started just in terms of being an entrepreneur, because I know you work like a regular job, but kind of what gave you the impetus to go out on your own and to start?
Well, one of the main goals was that, you know, as you look at, you know, the marketplace, you really kind of look at what used to be the structure of retirement or what used to be the structure of workforce development and how individuals approach jobs and working. And when you start to really study and dissect that market, you realize that, you know what, if I'm really going to get ahead in this, you know, this life, in this world, I'm going to have to invent something. I can't just be a consumer. I have to, you know, I actually have to invent a product. I have to add something to this world, and I believe that that's what God brought us here to do, and that multiply, not just, you know, in persons, but in abilities and talents. And so the first thing that, you know, that I, both my husband and I did was, you know, we kind of prayed about, you know, where we're supposed to be and what is our marriage supposed to do and offer to this world. And so in doing that, we started looking at all of the wonderful talents and the gifts that God has afforded to us. And then from that, we made lists. We made lists of what it is, you know, that we have. And so, okay, so what of these things are marketable that we can scale up and actually package?
Wow.
And so that was one of the ways, and we actually have a couple of side businesses, but that was one of the ways that that this business came about. But the reality of it was the vision came from our founder, who happens to be my cousin. And he was a self-made millionaire by the age of 22, and he and his wife basically had a vision of creating a new innovative product, right? And they wrote it out for business organizations. They wanted to be able to help smaller businesses and organizations, and they wrote it out on a napkin. And so this comes from, right, so they you have one married couple, you know, on one end of the state of Tennessee, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what can they do. You know, they've gained great professional success, and they've gained great wealth. And then you have another, you know, young married couple on the other side of the state of Tennessee, vision casting and praying and asking for God, you know, to basically give us direction with our talents. And so we come together, kind of just a family conversation, right? So we come together, and there's this collision, this Christian collision on a telephone call one day. And from that point, you know, my cousin afforded us the opportunity, my husband and I, to actually own our own franchise under the brand of the company that they were creating. And that's how we got started.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know what? Now, see, it's funny. Many times I talk to you, I never do that. So, you know, I'm going to have to interview your cousin, too. But
yes.
And I actually have something, an idea that thought you guys that we'll do it offline, something I was thinking about in my mind today. So I'm definitely going to throw something at you guys, just in terms of the tech and social media. So tell the audience really just what these mobile apps are now doing to our world, not just for us as we're people of faith, and we love God, not just for us in the church world, but what is this doing now to our world, just using mobile apps?
So so mobile apps, you know, the first question that I always get is, you know, so what is a mobile app and why do I need one? And so, you know, and that there's nothing, you know, nothing better than, you know, for a person to ask me that question, because then it gives, you know, it gives me so many different directions that I can go as a business mm-hmm. owner. And so the first thing I say to them is, all right, so let me take you on a very personal journey. I said, when I was 14 years old, I would ask a, you know, I would ask a person who told me they had a business. The first thing I would ask them is, what is your website? What's your .com? And so if they didn't have one, the first thing you did was kind of give them the side eye. Like, yeah, you really don't have a business, right? Why? Because the website legitimized your business. It was like, yeah. you know, yeah, you're selling, like, you know, Frozens and candy, you know, out of the back of your, you know, your trunk. So, you know, they didn't really consider that a legitimate business because you didn't have a .com. Well, that was when I was 14 years old. Well, that was 20 years ago. I'm 34 years old now. And so now what has happened to the market is, the marketplace has gotten to a place where now 46 to 47% of all cell phone users are Android phone users. 29% are iPhone users. So what does this mean? Over 70-plus percent of all telephones are run by what? Application-based software. This also means that what happens to the traditional desktop? Well, it came in. You know, it came into the scene, and then it got trumped by the laptop. Well, the laptop is now being trumped by what? Tablets. And so tablets are what? They're being operated by what? Mobile, I'm sorry, not mobile, but application-based software. And so even some of the desktop models are going to the touch screen, the application-based. And so has to be an app, right? So if there's something that you want to do on this earth, right, so there has to be an app for it. And so we're kind of positioning ourselves to be the gateway to that access for small businesses, for churches and organizations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do have commercial businesses that we work with, but definitely availing ourselves to those people that in the past, what we've realized is in the past, people were left behind in that first wave of digital technology, right? So when you talk about the digital divide, so you had digital divides, yes, in the personal sector, but you had digital divides when it came to commerce. So you had those smaller businesses who were unable to really compete with the larger market scale companies because they had that lack of access to technology. We don't want this to be the case. When the bubble bursts around applications, which we know it will be in the next 3 to 4 years, there's going to be a huge flood for this need, because if you aren't present on your competitor's phone, I mean, on your competitor's phone, but your competitor is, then you just lost the client.
That's true.
So an app gives you an address. It gives you an address on your customers, your clientele, you know, whoever, your membership, your parishioners. It gives you an address on their phone. I've made a conscious decision that I want to be connected to you. I've made a conscious decision that I want to hear what you have to say, and I want to receive what you have to offer. And so that's what an application can do for your business and your organization.
Well, I am just thrilled, because I know when we first met, I kind of knew what it was, but it just wasn't the time. And now it's just the time, and I just appreciate the company, what they're doing for me, and to the listening audience. I know my app is going to be rolled out very soon. But it's funny because it's the right time. It's really the right time, because now, just like you and your husband and then your cousin, the division that the Lord has been giving me has kind of been like over the past 3 years. So it's just been building. It's been building. He's been dropping stuff, building. So now I'm like, oh, you know what? I do need an app now with all of the things that I have and people on their phones. It was funny. I was just observing when I was out and about, you know, the past week, just and in airports and stuff, I'm just observing. Everybody's always on their tablet or their phone, I said, you know what?
Right.
That's very true. So it's just, this to me, I'm just so excited. I don't know what to do with myself. But
position yourself, right? So when you think about it, you know, I can't remember if it was my grandmother or my mother, but I remember being told a lot, you know, stay ready to keep from having to get ready. Right? And so it's like, okay, so what does that mean? Stay ready to keep from having to get ready. Well, if I'm always researching and all, like you're doing, I mean, you're very progressive, and I do applaud you for all the wonderful accomplishments. I didn't know you personally, and so this is a testament to how social media connects people, because you're in New York and I'm in Tennessee and we've never met, you know, face-to-face. However, you know, I feel like I know you through social media and all the wonderful things that you offer in your ministries. And so, You know, so staying ready means having access to research and access to people, you know, who have information and resources to share. And being at the finger, being at my fingertips almost makes the relationship feel, I mean, it's not after not to replace human contact, but it's
right.
Like, okay, so I can't fly to NYC and sit at the feet of, you know, Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. However, I can inbox her, you know, or I can receive a motivational word every Monday through her app, you know, through a push notification.
Right.
How glorious
right.
is that? You know, and it may be that the word, that breadcrumb, you know, that I need that day, right? So, you know, being
yeah.
able to connect people in that manner is so important when it comes to ministry. Because
yes.
a sinner who has a phone is not going to call you and say, hey, I need a word from God. But that word from God that you send may be the exact one that they need, right?
Yeah, no, and you know what, that you say that, what I'm seeing really is that's why I just know this is of God and how things are going mainstream, is that people who follow me just from all walks of life, former colleagues, people who I didn't even think they knew how to spell the word Jesus, they're following and they're making comments. And so, you know, this is very interesting to me. But we have a couple minutes left, and I want the listening audience to find out how they can contact you, how they can contact your company. And you'll be hearing more from them, because what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to gather subject matter experts to bring, you know, back on periodically to talk about some things. So to listen to the audience, she will be back, and we'll have some more time for her. But tell us how we can get in contact with you and how people can reach out if they're interested in your services.
Okay. Well, the first thing is to visit our website at www.bizboomapps.com. That's www.bizboomapps.com. Or you can email me at LaQuesha, that's LaQuesha, at bizboomapps.com. If you feel free, you can also reach me via telephone at area code 423-454-9391. And join the list of our wonderful clients, such as Penny Hardaway, the legendary Barcase, Judge Joe Brown is one of our clients, and our new client, the Churches of God in Christ internationally. And join that mobile movement by partnering with BizBoom Apps. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, and I'm one of your clients, too.
And Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, yes. Dr. Faye. Soon to be in both the Android, Apple, and HTML5 markets.
Yes, yes, yes. So this is just so, so exciting. Thank you so much. And like I said, I have
Thank
some
you.
Stuff to discuss with you guys, and we'll talk offline about it. But this has been wonderful, and certainly we're going to have you back on the show, because I'm gathering just some subject, you know, a matter experts on media and technology that need to probably come on once a quarter or so just to keep us abreast of what's going on. So I thank you so much, and we'll be in touch
thank
very
you.
Soon.
Thank
okay,
you. God bless.
Care. All right, bye-bye. And that was Ms. LaQuesha Tibbs Ewing of BizBoom Apps, and yes, they are taking care of my app. I am Dr. Faye, which will be in the Android and iPhone market very shortly. In a mess, call the best. Fresh Start Cleaning Services, servicing your cleaning needs, commercial, residential, and church cleaning. Licensed, bonded, and at your service 24 hours a day. Call them for a quote. Mention the code radio for a 20% discount. Call the owner, Dr. Sylvia Green, at 718-576-9259. Again, her number is 718-576-9259, or the general manager, Ms. Deborah Williams, at 347-546-8146. Again, Ms. Williams' number is 347-546-8146. No job is too big or too small for Fresh Start Cleaning Services. We hope you were blessed by that interview with Ms. Ewing, and at the time that we recorded, my app had not been rolled out, but yes, the I Am Dr. Faye app is out in the Android and iPhone market. All you have to do is you type in Dr. Faye. It will come up, I Am Dr. Faye. And while I'm making an announcement and taking a little break, I should also share with you that we've just been rolled out through iTunes and also on CD Baby, and I'm sure within the week on Amazon, is my single recordings. I recorded the lesson, Understanding Times and Seasons. I also recorded my 8 Steps to Stirring Up the Gifts Within, and we also have a prayer single out, Prayers of Healing and Deliverance. So again, it's 3 singles out. If you go to CD Baby or if you go to iTunes, you can download either of those. So go ahead and support the ministry, but you will certainly be blessed. We're going to the interview with Dr. Collins. She's the first one. Our primary guest in Voices of the Nation segment, a missionary and academic. You'll hear a short song by the group Speak Life, I Will Speak Life, and then Prophet Isusa from Kenya telling us how to shift part of his message. And then my good friend, the weekly contributor, Prophet Agoedo, telling us about New Seasons, and he's from Nigeria. And I'll be back to end the show after that. I am so happy to have with us on the Top of the Morning radio show, first of all, a very, very dear family friend, but she's a woman of God. She's an academic. She's Dr. Alice Brown Collins, so I don't want to tell her whole story. I'm going to bring Dr. Collins, who's also a pastor, evangelist, on the phone, and she'll share with us her many different life experiences, and I know she will be a blessing to you, so I'm getting ready to go to the phone right now. Top of the morning to you. Dr. Alice or Pastor Alice, how are you feeling today?
I'm fine. How are you doing, sis?
I'm doing so good. You know, this is just such a thrill for me. I hear the laughter in your voice, but tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself first.
I'm Alice Brown Collins, originally born in Kansas. The Lord blessed me to get a PhD that was totally paid for and brought me as a missionary to the university. I've taught at Brown, and I've also taught at Wellesley, and the Lord also has just blessed me that after 15 years, God brought me into being a campus minister, and I've been a chaplain, and then eventually as being a missionary to the university, the Lord blessed me to do global missions all over the world, starting with Guyana, Kenya, and most recently Australia.
And you have such a diverse experiences. So I just want you to first tell a listening audience just maybe about some of the challenges you face, you know, in academics and being a minister, or you know, vice versa. What were some of the challenges that you faced, you know, on this journey, going from when you first, let's say, finished your PhD? We don't even have to talk about how challenging that was because I think we know, but talk to us about some of your challenges maybe.
Well, I think primarily the major challenge, of course, is that the academic world does not recognize God in his full authority. Actually, they deny who he is. And therefore, there was just a lot of hostility. And then there was a lot of confusion because people could not believe that I loved Jesus and I would speak in tongues and people could get healed and I would pray. And then they would look at me and say, but you couldn't have gotten a PhD and do all those things. And so major challenges around identity, major challenges around just learning how in the classroom to present the information in such a way that people would actually ask questions about Jesus Christ. So, you know, those are some of my challenges. Eventually, probably my major challenge after I moved from the academic world into the campus ministry world was the fact that I had cancer. And I had cancer, and God healed me totally of that cancer. And that's another story to be told. So there were challenges intellectually, challenges in terms of my identity as an African-American, and there was challenges, of course, physically. And God has been good because he has been, you know, he has been victorious over them all. My major call at the very beginning of all my work has been to learn how to pray, how to stay on your faith before God, and to let him give you the answer.
And that is just so true. I mean, I know you know, much of your testimony because we've known you for quite a while. But talk to us now about, you know, really your missions work and kind of where that came from, how that got started, and some of the things you're doing with your missions work.
Well, my mission work actually was developmental. My mission work actually started when I was at Wellesley College in a different way, in the sense that I began to look at college students and my heart just broke. They were absolutely brilliant, and they would come to class, and then on the weekends they would just be drunk. They'd be high on drugs, and if not that, they had all kind of sexual addictions. And yet they could still make an A, and I can remember saying to the Lord very clearly, Lord, what are you going to do? Here I am. And I said, and these children are just as brilliant as they could be. I said, but they don't know you. And so what happened was God moved me from out of that world into working with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, which opened up the door for me in 1998 to begin to do global missions. So my first global missions opportunity was to go to Guyana, in which, again, over and over again, God taught me about prayer. God taught me about being obedient. God taught me about sacrifice. And God confirmed over and over again that my true calling was a missionary, whether it was at first to university and then to the global world. And so it was there that my heart was broken as I looked at the condition of the people. Oh, my goodness. We began to look at that, first of all, they're not hearing the gospel. Second of all, you know, people are starving to death. Kenya, I remember going to Kenya, and when I went to Kenya, I said to myself, and I saw these little children eating off of garbage dumps, and I remember saying to myself, God, what are we going to do? And I did not sleep for three nights, and the Lord said, if you pray, things will change. And, of course, Kenya has some of the largest slums in the world. And I had never seen children without parents, the total devastation of life. And it was there that God not only built in me prayer in Kenya, but a passion for his people, all people of God's people, whether they know him yet. My prayer is that they would come to know him, but they still belong to him. And eventually we ended up in Australia, and this is really a wonderful story, but being in Australia, it was in Australia that my daughter, Katiri, and she kept hearing this call. This child, you know, she was young, kept hearing this call that we should go to Australia. And sure enough, when we left Kenya, we were looking for a place to go, and God took us to an indigenous church there in Australia. Now, this is a tremendous story because what really happened is these individuals have been really looking for and searching for help. There were several things there because they really identified with African Americans. They wanted black people. They called themselves black. They wanted black people who would actually come and talk about Jesus in a way that black people talk about Jesus. They had tremendous self-hatred, psychological warfare. They had a historical background that was similar to ours, and of course, they had, through the 70s, the government there had actually taken their children, broke up their families, murdered them, all kinds of things. So this church was just desperate for help and for people who could come that would be willing to preach the gospel in a way that their people could identify with it. It was a tremendous moment for us because it actually affirmed us as African Americans. They kept asking us, how did the black church survive the genocide that you experienced in America? So it was a different mission than when I went to Kenya or when I went to Guyana, where you were actually doing more physical kinds of things, going and visiting hospitals instead of. To me, Australia was always about the restoration of God's image to those people.
Yeah.
It was always about that. And that's a different kind of call to mission because when I went in, the kinds of things they asked for, you know, like being disciples, knowing about prayer, learning these various things. That was different than my idea of how you did missions, which was you need to go in and feed people and build things. You know,
mm-hmm.
I really. But God wants to restore people's image of himself in them.
Yes.
And Australia really did that for me, you know, as well as the fact that you could hear that cry for help because they really hated Jesus because of their historical background, what had happened to them and as indigenous people. They did not believe that the God that we talked about could really be God if he would allow them to go through the kinds of, you know, lynchings and murders and things
mm-hmm.
that they had to experience
mm-hmm.
in their history. So that was a very, you know, so I often told people, God used me being a missionary to the university to eventually become a global missionary.
Hmm.
And I have often said, And I've often said to people, it was because of that prayer at the university when my heart was so broken, first
mm-hmm.
to university students, that God brought me into the work in terms of being a global missionary.
And that, and it's just really, your story's so dynamic. Of course, so much of it resonates with me because, you know, I'm in higher education, and certainly now I feel this call. Just in terms of the donations and ministering, yeah, here, but as well as abroad, but what you have done is to be really commended. So before we have to hang up, you know, I want you to offer prayer to those who may be listening, whatever it is, but I want you certainly to pray. And but before you pray, tell a listening audience perhaps where, if they want to make donations to, I don't know if they could do it to InterVarsity or towards the mission. Can you give us some information where we could make some donations to for missions and some of your missions work?
Yes, www.intervarsity.org, and they would actually could go to the donor site, and they would look up my name, which is Alice Brown hyphen Collins. It'll actually come up my name and a picture, and they can make a donation there.
Excellent, excellent. So you can go to the InterVarsity site and look for her name and make a donation. So Pastor Alice, Dr. Alice, will you offer prayer to our listening audience before we have to hang up?
Lord God, I come this day and I thank you so much for the fact that you are speaking to individuals right now about their call to do your work in whatever particular situation or circumstance. Lord, break their hearts. Teach them how to pray. Give them passion and give them, Lord, to know how to pray. Lord, we thank you that they will this day make the decision that whether it's in an urban area or whether it's in a global part of the world, they'll say yes to you. God, I pray blessings upon this audience in the name of Jesus and upon my sister, Dr. Faye. In the name of Jesus, God, do a special work. Move by your power and by your spirit. And God, help us to say yes and to surrender all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Alice, Pastor Alice, give my regards to Pastor Boris and to your whole family. But thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. And the Lord's blessings be upon you just in what you're doing with InterVarsity and with your global missions work. And we'll certainly be in touch. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to serve on the board. Thank you so much for even thinking about me. I just wanted to mention that publicly. I do appreciate the opportunity to work with you and the others on the board. You didn't. You could have selected someone else, but you didn't. So I wanted to say thank you.
Well, we certainly thank you for this opportunity, and may God continue to bless the great work that he has placed in your hands. But it's not by power nor by might, but it is by God's Spirit, and he will complete the good work that he started in you, Dr. Frank. He's going to
Amen.
Do special things. Amen.
Amen. I believe it. Amen. All right, Dr. Alice, we'll be in touch. Take care.
Mm.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now it's Dr. Alice Brown Collins, professor, academic, and she gave you a little bit of her curriculum vitae, but she was at Brown and Wellesley and Howe. That's how she got started, really, with her global mission. She was a missionary on the campus first, and she's still working with students and a cancer survivor, pastor, so we thank God for her life. And again, like she said, you can contact her or make donations, rather. Go to the InterVarsity site, pull up her name, and make donations in her name. We thank her for being on the program with us on this morning. Of the Nation segment will be with Prophet Moses D'Souza, and he's talking to us a little bit about how we need to shift, how we need to raise up Prophet D'Souza, and then we'll go right to Prophet Agueda with part three of New Seasons.
This is Reverend Moses D'Souza from Nairobi, Kenya. Now I'm going to share shortly on shifting. I will read in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Shifting moment for the true church is now. We have to move out according to God's voice. We have to go where God has set our blessing. We have to go where God has a good report to us. We have to go to our right destiny in the right time and through the voice of God. We have to go where God wants us to go. We have to leave what is adding nothing to our life and go to what changes our lives forever. We have to go towards our right direction by walking in the Spirit, by walking in the faith, by walking in the truth. We have to go by the Word of God. We should meditate upon the Word of God. We should hear the God's voice clearly and do according to His commandment. And we are going to be blessed. We are tired of being on a comfortable zone where we can do nothing, where everything is good to us. But shifting is a decision making towards our great blessings, to our great things, our great new things, towards our moment and the season of greatness. Without raising up, we can go nowhere.
Amen. That is so true. We need to shift and raise up. Now we're going to Prophet Agboweda from Nigeria.
You see, your way of thinking can attract God or attract oppression. The way you think, the way you look at life, the way you look at situation, the way you look at your destiny. If you look at your life from where you are, you can't get to where God is calling you to go. But if you look at your life from what God is saying, you will break the limitation and enter your destiny. So he said here that you have dwelled long enough in this mountain. Can I say this to you, Discovery Christian Center? We have to get off this mountain. We have to get off this place and see where God is calling us to do. Let's take the limit off. And you know where limits exist? Limits exist in the mind. In Romans chapter 12, Paul was writing, it said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What goes on in your mind? There is a small thinking. I call it little thinking. That thinking is a thinking that I don't have what it takes. Never you say you don't have it. Always know that God in you has it. Oh, you didn't hear me? Colossians 1 verse 27, it says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. The Christ in you. There are things God wants to do sometimes with our words. We place limits on it. We place limits on our life. No, 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 no. The word of the Lord came in Deuteronomy 1 verse 6. It said, you have dwelled long enough in this mountain. You have stayed here too long. You have overstayed here. You have overstayed in this situation. You need to rise. How do people rise? Isaiah 60 verse 1. The word of the Lord came and said, rise and shine. Rise, he said, shine. Your light has come. What is the light? The word. What is the light? The word. Your light has come. How did that light come? The light came by the word. The light came by the word. Maybe you're sick in your body. The light this morning is that he took your infirmity. Maybe you're looking for a job this morning. The light this morning is that you are a CEO of a corporation. Maybe you're believing God for a business. The light this morning is that you have the resources. The light you respond to will determine the cloud that follows your life. You didn't hear me well. I said the light you respond to will determine the cloud that follow your life. Let me say this to you, friend. I'm not comfortable with small light. I'm not comfortable not doing what I'm supposed to do. No, that's not my comfort zone, God forbid. We should be comfortable with greater things. Nothing should intimidate you. If you don't fear God, you can fear anything. But if you fear God, there is nothing to fear. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the fear of God. I talk about reverencing God. So take the limits off your mind. What are limits? Let me give you a limit statement. I can't do it. I don't have what it takes. Those are limit statements. I don't know anybody there. Those are limit statements. I've gone there before. Those are limit statements.
Are you looking for a great deal on your next trip? Do you know someone that's about to take a trip? Book your hotel at getaroom.com. 855-680-3235. Holders House Ministries is a partner with getaroom.com. So book a room at this number, 855-680-3235, and you will get a great deal. Book by phone and save big. Thank you very much. We thank our guests on today, but we are at the bottom of the hour. It is time to say goodbye until next week, and we'll be right back here in the same spot. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the Anointed Voice, signing off as we end the show with Pastor Andre Kraut singing, Bless the Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. We thank you for your support. Please support my new app. Please support the singles that are out now, the Prayer of Healing and Deliverance, the Understanding the Times and Seasons, and Stirring Up the Gifts, 8 Steps to Stirring Up the Gifts. And we thank our guests on Voices of the Nations and Miss Laquisha Ewan. But I want you to do this. Promote God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you as Pastor Andre Crouch takes us out singing Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.